Bill Belichick. Mandatory minicamp continuing today in Foxborough. Let's go to the Volkswagen Dealers Expert Hotline and bring in the voice of the Patriots, Bob Soucy. Bob,
my man.
Gentlemen, Bob. How are you today?
Hey, Bob.
Good. Good, Bob. Good. Seeing a lot of coverage coming out of this camp today, and the beat reporters seem to think that Mac Jones had himself a day. What happened?
Yes, he did. You know, notwithstanding a couple of interceptions late, and they went long. They went 15 periods today.
Ooh.
And no doubt I'm going to be curious to see from those reporters who chart every throw exactly how many passes Mac Jones attempted today. But it seemed to me, as I was taking notes, it was an overwhelming majority of the throws. And he did have a couple of balls picked off at one point late, again, right around his last series of reps. I think it might have been his second to last series. Tried a feather pass over the middle, sliding up from pressure. Dante Hightower made a really nice play on it. Another throw was tipped at the line and picked off with a terrific catch, reaching back behind him by Kyle Van Noy. You take away those two plays, and overall, he's a guy who's well ahead of where he was a couple of weeks ago. He looked very good to me, guys, and there are subtleties to his play. I was sitting next to Matt Chatham. We were talking about it as we were watching. You know, things like not only sliding, but also giving you a little shoulder hitch when he slides to as everybody begins to freeze a bit defensively and then throw a guy open. Sliding left and then coming back right on a check down with a throw, for example, to the right to James White. Just overall, I thought a really impressive day for him once again.
I mean, if he's doing that little shoulder hitch thing, you know, as a rookie, you know, at first month number one, we remember another guy for 20 years that did that little shoulder hitch. And to be fair to Cam here, and to hear Bill's comments today regarding building blocks, and he's light years ahead of where he was a year ago, is that startling commentary to you based on how you've seen Newton look the last 2 weeks or so?
Again, I don't want to overstate it.
Well, it is what it is. I mean,
you know, and there may be things in the building and things every day and in the meeting rooms and when they break down film or when they ask Cam questions in meetings, what are you seeing here? What are you supposed to do there? Where he is accelerated beyond where he was last year or you know, in a much better place. But you still see balls coming out a bit late. The ball tapping, the indecisiveness at times, overthrows at times, or in fact, now, throws that are completed, and there's one ball that stood out in 11-on-11s. It was a throw over the middle, and Hunter Henry makes a sliding catch on it. But it's a bit late, and again, it's low. And if he throws when he should have, it appeared, Hunter Henry has a lot of yards to be made after catch. And those are the things that, you know, again, sitting next to a guy who played in the NFL and hearing, you know, again, as we were talking about it, hearing Matt's perspective on some things, and I don't mean to, you know, I use any of the comments that he made that were off the record on the record, but you know, again, there's just it confirmed what I was seeing, and,
okay.
And you know, he was saying what I was believing at the time, and I still see a lot of indecisiveness when it comes to the drop back and then scanning the field and the decision making, and as a result, you know, balls being a little late. There was a series of throws where they had the paddles out. The guys standing at the line, coaches or coaching assistants, equipment guys, with those long paddles. And he had a pass batted down, first rep. And so you could see the next pass was a throw over the middle, but it's kind of a short arm throw where he drops the shoulder and tosses it to the right. And I'm wondering, is that because the last pass got batted down, that, you know, that ball wasn't thrown when it may be, you know, it should have been like immediately over the middle? He changed his arm slot because of what just took place as well.
Jeff, how has Mac Jones at 17 of 25 on the day in competitive team drills? Add it up. Also seeing some tweets here, Bob, from some of the people covering the camp along with you, that it appeared Josh McDaniels was putting in some extra coaching with the young quarterback, Mac Jones, in one instance, going over the same play three times, according to one thing I read. What was the interaction between the Patriots offensive coordinator and Mac Jones?
Well, I think it's been, you know, so frequent between Josh and Mac and the prior practices that I attended. I didn't notice anything outstanding today, with exception of maybe rewinding some plays and running it again. I thought he did that, though, with a couple of different quarterbacks, particularly on a lot of screen passes, just not pleased with either the speed of it or the execution of it from a standpoint of where guys were supposed to be, where they were going. So I saw that a couple of different times with different people. But I'd say that Josh McDaniels has definitely invested a lot of time thus far in both OTAs and this minicamp practice today with Mac Jones that, you know, I didn't necessarily notice when other quarterbacks were here. Maybe part of that, though, too, to keep in mind is that, you know, they had Jerry Schaplinski, who was long, you know, Josh McDaniels' right-hand guy coming from the same school and had been here for a little bit by the time Jacoby Brissett came along. But, you know, I go back to Jimmy. I think about when Stidham was in camp as a rookie. You know, you had the quarterback's coach primarily working with that rookie quarterback off to the side. I've seen Josh McDaniels a lot more around Mac Jones thus far this spring.
Do you think, based on, you know, we put so much into body language with Cam, whether, you know, hey, the energy, you hear that, and that's everything everybody talks about. Do you see any separation as to where maybe he's a little perturbed that Josh is spending that type of time with Mac and, in essence, looks like they're trying to get the young kid ready to go?
Yeah, it's hard to tell. So I don't want to read into that too much. You know, I think certainly, you know, you see – a quarterback react, whether it's Cam Newton or Mac Jones, to a successful sequence or to an unsuccessful sequence. You know, and there were times where I thought, you know, Cam, you know, wasn't happy with the set of drills he just had and maybe, you know, walking around a little bit on his own showed that. But I also saw Mac Jones after those two interceptions that I mentioned, you know, go back and take a knee, you know, take the helmet off and kind of pondering what just took place as well, processing it. So I can't say from where I was sitting that it was too noticeable. Maybe some other people might have picked up on that, but I didn't.
Jonnu Smith, was he there today? What did he do, and did he partake in activities? What was his situation?
He was here. He was here early, but he did not partake. He mostly was an observer. When they broke out from stretch line, I think he came over to the near side with a group of tight ends, hung close to Nick Caley, the tight ends coach, but he was a bystander. He just watched and then eventually disappeared from the two main fields. He must have gone down to the lower field for some conditioning. But that's certainly, I think, a disappointment. For him to come in after not appearing for the voluntary portion heretofore and then to get injured yesterday and not be able to participate today, I know there's going to be a lot of time to make up in the summer. But this is valuable time that he's losing right now, particularly when you think about a guy that the offense could be running through in a lot of respects this year, along with Hunter Henry.
Wow. And, hey, obviously the big story, Gilmore holding out. And you find out today, Xavien Howard, year two of a five-year, $75 million, he wants more money. You look at the rotation without Gilmore there. What are you seeing defensively with JC popping up, and how much are they trying to get any other guy up to speed opposite him going?
That's a good question, Joe. You know, I look at Jalen Mills in coverage, you know, and I think about, you know, his role, and he's a guy that has played both safety and cornerback. I don't think that you could look at him and say he's exclusively a cornerback for this team who could be a complementary piece to J.C. Jackson or even, in fact, an equal piece. And then you have Jonathan Jones, of course, as that other cornerback. So I think they've got to find
– they're thin.
They don't have Gilmore. I think if they don't have Gilmore, they've got to find somebody. And I look at – you know, a couple of young guys, and then there was Miles Bryant, who, of course, played a bit last year and had that interception against L.A., but he's a smaller cornerback. A guy that I think is kind of intriguing as a long shot is Michael Jackson. He saw him in camp last year. He scrapped it up.
Sorry.
As long as he does, you know.
You just better get ready for preseason. That's coming out on TV in preseason,
so goodness.
Just be ready.
Yeah. Well, he was wearing two gloves today out there, He was the guy who last year repeatedly got into it with Harry. He was the feisty cornerback who scrapped N'Keal Harry and let him go, and then they brought him back. And I know Mike Reese wrote in a column or his notes, maybe might have been just a practice tweet last week, that Jackson was the guy to keep an eye on. He's a longer cornerback, and I think that, you know, there's something there potentially for them. And the other guy, of course, is Juwan Williams. What is his role for this team? Is he a cornerback? Is he a safety? Is he strictly a special teams guy? There's a lot to sort out back there. And frankly, I think that if Stephon Gilmore is not back there right now, when you look at the makeup of this team, you know, that is a huge piece. If he's back there, I think that they can be a real elite defense.
You mentioned N'Keal Harry. How was he today?
You know, I'm not going to give him any demerits today. I thought he was okay. Although I will say the second to last snap, they were doing more or less half speed, three quarters speed, 2 minute reps.
Oh, he must look good in that.
I thought maybe he might have tweaked something on the second to last play. It looked to me like he hung back a little bit as the play ended and then got lined up later than everybody else on the opposite side of the field. So he not only had to get to the line, but he also had to go from the near side to the far side of the formation. And as soon as the next play happened, and he really wasn't involved in that play, everybody broke and they headed to the conditioning hill. I'm going to be looking to, you know, tomorrow, obviously first thing, you know, is N'Keal Harry out there? Is he going full speed? Or did it possibly yesterday he maybe tweak something toward the end of the practice?
All right, Bob, appreciate the time. Appreciate you being there to give us the download.
Thanks, Bobby.
Hey, guys, my pleasure. Good to be back out here, and especially to beat the rain.
Thanks, Bob.
What?
Whoa, where'd the rain come from?
I don't know.
Is it raining out there?
We got to go because we got to get to Cam Newton. Cam Newton's going to talk. Thank you, Bob. Cam Newton on the way.
The rain.
Boy.